There was a time, probably, when everyone agreed that impeachment of a head of government or head of state was the parliamentary equivalent of an emergency brake on a train, to be yanked only in circumstances of extreme collective peril, when it had become clear that all less drastic measures had failed, whatever those political equivalents are, of blasting the horn furiously at the cow grazing between the rails. In this era of division, rancour and general partisan brouhaha, impeachment is very much in the eye of the beholder. Those doing the impeaching perceive and portray themselves as selfless and noble upholders of constitutional order. Those being impeached define and depict themselves as blameless victims of a sinister deep state plot to thwart the will of the people who elected them.
You're declaring open war on American democracy. You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. We did nothing wrong, nothing whatsoever. This was just an excuse.
Within the last year, we have watched this dynamic play out in the United States, where President Donald Trump became the third occupant of the White House to be impeached by the House of Representatives, although he, like Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson before him, was acquitted by the Senate and permitted to remain in office. Those who enjoyed that somewhat anticlimactic tumult have now been furnished with a remake by Peru.
Opposition lawmakers are calling for the ouster of President Martin Vizcarra on the grounds of moral incapacity.
Which sounds more exciting than it actually is, but we'll get to that presently. Peru, these last couple of decades or so, has not been enjoying a glorious run of commanders-in-chief. President Vizcarra arrived in the job in 2018 via the resignation of his predecessor, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, currently awaiting trial over an assortment of dodgy dealings. The president before him, Ollanta Humala, is also on the hook on corruption charges. The president before him, Alan Garcia, shot himself, albeit some years after leaving office, as police investigating corruption raided his home. The president before him, Alejandro Toledo, was finally arrested in the United States last year, bribery, corruption, etc., but freed on a $1 million bond in March, pleading the COVID-19 risks in the Lima clink. The president before him, Valentin Paniagua, wasn't in office long enough to cause too much trouble, and the guy before him was the astonishing crook Alberto Fujimori, currently serving 25 years for crimes including, but by no means limited to, kidnap, murder, and embezzlement. Bafflingly, both of Fujimori's children, Keiko and Kenji, enjoyed successful political careers, Keiko losing two presidential elections only narrowly. Less surprisingly, Keiko is also now awaiting trial on charges of money laundering and similar, while Kenji is currently looking at 12 years for buying votes in Congress in an attempt to save President Kaczynski from his impeachment in return for a pardon for his father. It does seem kind of weird that there isn't a musical about all of this.
You're welcome to Corruption, the musical.
President Martin Vizcarra could perhaps be forgiven for wondering, grand scheme of things, what the big deal really is. The specific allegation against him is that he sought to obstruct a probe into quite how or why $49,500 worth of government contracts were awarded to a little heralded singer named Richard Cisneros, who performs as Richard Swing and No Us Neither, to provide, it says here, motivational talks. Investigations into what motivational talks might serve as a euphemism for are at an early stage, but audio recordings appear to capture President Vizcarra asking his aides to hush the matter up. For some of Vizcarra's predecessors, of course, $50,000 would barely have rated as a light morning's fraud, a mere bagatelle, which may be at least part of the reason why Vizcarra seems confident he can brazen this out. As we go to air, he is clinging grimly to the big desk, denouncing the whole thing as a plot to destabilize him and/or the nation. He has had a chance to run these lines once before, during last September's constitutional crisis, which Vizcarra resolved by dissolving Congress.
Sweetie Sabor.
Peru's current Congress is scheduled to decide whether to fire President Vizcarra on Friday. 87 of Peru's 130 legislators will have to vote yay for this to occur. President Vizcarra seems to be at something of a natural disadvantage here. He does not have a political party of his own, and most of the parties in Congress don't like him much. He does, however, appear to have Peru's people on board. An Ipsos poll suggests that 79% believe he should stay in office and 57% approve of him generally. Whether President Vizcarra survives or not, one aspect of his legacy is surely worth keeping. Earlier this week, he signed a law preventing Peruvians who have served prison sentences from standing for public office. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.